Hello, with Reverend Harrison Roy Heskett, a mystic spiritualist. Now, I must admit, I've not interviewed a mystic spiritualist. How would you define that?
Well, a mystic spiritualist is an individual that is working with a psychic power at a cosmic level or a universal level. Instead of working from one's own knowledge and intuitional levels, you work from a collective intuitional level. Or from higher states of consciousness.
And how does one hook up into, is it possible for everyone to hook up into this, or is this something that you've studied for a while to be able to?
My training began when I was 5 years old by my grandmother back in Pennsylvania on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that everybody had a grandmother had these kind of powers. And as I got older, I realized it was kind of unique after I was about 13. And anyone that has come to us in the last 8 years has been able to see auras, been able to do readings, and we've been training people in Hawaii, in Seattle, Washington, in Vancouver, British Columbia for several years in the two mainland locations, and in 8 years in Hawaii.
So in other words, you train people to be able to awaken what spiritual or psychic power they might have within themselves.
Everyone has the subtle powers, but they just don't pay attention to them. You know, our mind gets all involved in everything that's going on around us, relationships, our jobs, the world affairs, and they're not thinking about that intuitional awareness they got. They say, well, that was a hunch, or that was just something I knew, and I'm not sure how I knew it. And they get those kind of awarenesses. I work with a vision state, and I work with the ability to go where the individual is. Now, I'll be sitting here in the studio, but when people call, I'll go where they are. I'll close my eyes and entrance, and through spirit, I'll go there.
It's kind of an out-of-body experience, or what?
Well, it's a total experience, because we have connections with all those we pay attention to. And so we're not really going any place. We're just being aware that we have those connections, and there's energy moving back and forth across these lines. In Hawaii, the kahunas call them aka lines, lines of energy and light that attach us to things that we pay attention to. And if we get too much attention on a line, we may get stuck on that. And so we're getting information back and forth. A lot of times a mother and a child will have this type of connection, and then the child will get about 13, 14 years old and they break the connection. They go into a willful state and they lose that subjective state. So it's the difference between using the left hemisphere, which is objective consciousness, and using the right hemisphere of the brain, which is subjective consciousness. And when you have the balance of the two, you can be here and there and everywhere in consciousness by the ability of your degree of expanding your attention.
So what you're saying is increased focusing of concentration creates an ability to focus in on things.
You notice that I have this line across my brow here, right at my nose. This is from long hours of concentration on the frontal lobes of my brain watching pictures. And knowing the difference between whether I'm making those up, which is constructive or creative imagination, or I'm receiving them. And it takes a while for an individual to get the difference. A lot of times they think they're making it up because it comes in the same area of consciousness. One is aggressive, meaning you're making it up, you're composing the picture. The other is passive, you're receiving.
How does one know the difference?
By aggressive and passive action. If you're making it up, you know you're making it up. If you're not making it up, then you're just receiving. It's like looking at a movie and you, for the first time, you haven't seen it before. So you attune to watching other people's movies, you could say it in that type of terms. It's called seeing or vision. I've been trained by mystics of different religious sects and different metaphysical teachings and what they call mystic schools. And doing this training, I'm confirmed by ones that are already seeing. And so, it's
good to have people have the vision, the same vision at the same time?
Oh, yeah, we're all seeing. If we all look at a tree, we'll all see a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if we're all looking in a particular direction, then we can be confirmed one another in agreement. While we were setting out in the car, the three of us looked in here and saw you, and we had never saw you before.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen any pictures of you, and we didn't see your engineers before. But we described your clothes, described your auras, and the energy you were using. Before we came in here, we knew this man had buttoned down collar on, his sleeves rolled up, short sleeves. We knew you had blue shirt on. We picked this up.
What kind of energy did you pick up from this?
Well, I was picking up that you have a creative aspect where you seek to be calm and peaceful and receptive, and then you flow from that by reflection in your emotional energy, which is an orange color, from the blue to an orange color, and then you use your mental body to coordinate that energy. You think about it, use your mind to work with that. Then we also picked up that you like physical things and work with the color red.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was some of the things we picked up. The blue that you work with gives you a deep insight into things. And so by having that openness, that blue gives you a deeper insight, and you know a lot of things you don't talk about by seeing that way.
Is an aura the same thing as a chakra?
Well, here's what an aura is. Energy comes to everybody, life. And as they use their life, they qualify this pure state.
Mm-hmm.
And they use their thoughts, emotions, knowledge, ideas, their imagination, their physical actions. All of those are coming from the inner consciousness of an individual outwardly, and they come through what is called chakras, or energy vortexes in the body. Actually, the physiological application, if you want to look at that, is the cross-section of nerve ganglia over a particular center in the body. Like if you're talking about the heart chakra, it's a nerve ganglia, it's over the heart. Well, off of that nerve ganglia radiates an energy, the transmission of electromagnetic currents from the brain across the nervous system, or from an impulse touching that part of the nervous system to the brain, depending if you're receiving or sending. And as you do this, you generate a field of energy around you, which is called the aura. So there are several auric fields. There is the outer aura with a physical, etherical energy, which is about 1/4 to 3 inches from the skin. Then there's an emotional aura, it's all around the individual, a mental aura, and then a spiritual aura. Then there's the inner auric fields, and the mystic can read the inner auric fields. Psychics can read this outer auric field. The outer auric field is always changing. But the inner auric field is the accumulated consciousness of an individual in this particular lifetime. And then there's their causal body of light, meaning from the time they were created being to the present, they've had experience. And this is in what's called a causal body of light and energy. And this is a transcendent of personality, transcendent of higher consciousness in the individual that they're aware of now. And that only changes as they leave this time, space, and circumstance from this lifetime.
Do you have any work with Carillion photography?
Yeah. Carillion photography is the taking mainly at this particular point of all the Carillion films that I saw. I see that same thing, that's etherical energy, and is a transmission of etheric form, which holds the matrix pattern for the physical body.
It's like if you see a leaf from a tree, there'll be an outline around it, and in certain instances when you snap the leaf in two, you will still see the outline of the entire leaf.
Yeah, the phantom leaf effect.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing if an individual loses an arm or leg, and this etheric aura is still there. They're always whole and complete.
What causes that?
This is the emanation of that body. It's a body. Just like you have a physical body, you have an etheric body, and you have an emotional body, you have a mental body, and each one is subtler than the other.
Does that have any connection with the existence of a soul? as you see it?
The soul, first of all, you are a pure spiritual essence.
Mm.
And you have no attributes, none of these things. But as that pure spiritual essence has experience in various planes of expression, it accumulates experience. This experience is called the soul. It's the knowledge and experience and the things that went on around that particular individualization of spirit. And so that is what the soul is. In fact, back in the early 1900s, they took pictures as people were dying and they could see an essence lifting from them, which they qualified as the soul. And they noticed that there was about a 3/4 ounce body difference at the moment of death in weight, that 3/4 ounce lighter as this essence left. And so you might say the soul may weigh 3/4 ounce. It does have some weight. Spirit has no weight, but the soul has a weight. And to lose one's soul is to deny their experiences, to deny the truth of their life. You know, they don't want to face certain things.
So do you actually say, well, for instance, there's a difference between the brain and the mind?
The brain is the receptor of mental force and power, the mind force. And then there's different levels of mind. You have instinctive mind, subconscious mind, the intellectual mind, the environmental mind of the soul. You have a creative mind, like in people that do a lot of creative things, artists, musicians, they have a creative mind that's different than the intellectual mind. Then there's a superconscious mind that is like the eye of a dream. It sees everything. And it's just receiving constantly images from all the different planes. We just finished a 49-day attunement and training of 9 new teachers and 3 teachers that we've had over in Hawaii teaching other people to do this thing. And it was a matter of them being able to stay objective and detached to step in what we call a channel, a particular vibratory rate of mind or mental force and spiritual force. And when you mix the mental force and spiritual force and the physical force, or have physiological, psychological, and spiritual states mixed, then you're in a channel. You have a channel from one to the other. That most of the people are physiologically orientated. They're not even psychologically orientated. A majority of people walk around in their, what we call the lower chakras, the physical chakra, the emotional chakra, the lower mental body. And not too many get into the soul body, the psychic powers, though everyone has those flashes, like they know who's going to call, they know what that letter is, they know who's on the other side of the door, they know they're going to get canned at work, you know, the boss is thinking about it, and they're there, and I know he's doing something. Well, they're picking up these things at a psychological level, and instead of following their intuition or psychological level, they start thinking about it, generating energy, and that stops the receiving. So a lot of people stop their own receiving.
How do we go about developing those receiving qualities?
A very simple way is to concentrate on your breath, just going in and out your nose, and still the mind. And as you concentrate on your breath, you're dropping to the autonomic nervous system. And there you start picking up subtle impulses and vibrations. Then if you want to pick up mental waves, along with concentrating on your breath, you concentrate on a sound, like a ringing in your ears when it's real quiet, no one's around, you kind of hear this ringing. Sometimes you'll be talking to somebody, you say, do you hear that ringing? And they'll say no, and you kind of pass it off, and here you're hearing it. And so if you're hearing it in the left brain, it's more objective. If you're hearing it in the right brain, then it's more subjective, and so that's the right ear or left ear that you're listening into. They go directly to that side of the brain, but the eyes switch. The eyes, the right eye goes to the left brain, the left eye goes to the right brain. And in this movement, they stimulate a gland called the pineal gland and another gland in there called the pituitary gland. The excretions of the hormones come off of these glands and heighten the perception on the nervous system. And so the brain then picks up finer waves. It's like tuning in, just like you're on 81 frequency and 104 FM. Well, if you want to receive that, you either have to have a receiver to receive it, or if you're mystically orientated, you concentrate on that wave and pick it up. So you can select the different bands or watch TV mystically, and you don't have to have one of the physical sets.
Mm.
It's naturally, it's clear, the more you can keep your mind from wandering and the clearer you can keep your awareness. Most people think from the time they get up till they go to bed at night, they don't turn it off. So we find that by learning this transmission between the various bodies of consciousness, there's also healing takes place in the individual. When they can leave their life unobstructively flow in their body without resistance, then they live longer, they're healthier, they're happier, they're less stress and strain. And so we teach people how to get into that state of consciousness so they can be good receivers.
Okay, let's go with line one, Noah Griffin, we're on KGO 11, Harrison, Roy Heskett. Good morning.
You can just call me Tap.
Hi, good morning to both of you.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's possible that I can ask a personal question about myself.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sort of torn about something career-wise. I am a writer and performer, but I'm not really sure where I should place my attention on performing or more and producing.
What I'm seeing here is I'm seeing talents in all of those areas of consciousness. And what you're doing is trying to split yourself at this particular point. What you should do is see how all of those things go together. And they're all power for you. I see a lot of blue light around your auric field. I'm also seeing yellow ray in there. And there's an emotional disturbance going on with a relationship at this particular point that is causing you to have some of these indecisive thoughts and feelings. And so you're in your higher mind, you're thinking of your career, you're thinking of those areas of consciousness, and then the emotions come in and the attachments come in, and then it seems like you're being pulled out of it. I would say incorporate all three of those and you'll have a greater power and be able to get the writing across. In this writing, are you doing like a screenplay or something like this, or plays or
songwriting?
Yeah, some in that area. I'm feeling that's I'm getting impulse towards that area to concentrate in that area.
Yeah, I was very interested in what you had to say. I'm wondering how much attention you place on the soul body and the soul plane, as opposed to the mental, etheric, and the astral, and the emotional.
Well, what this is in the soul plane, it means speak from your heart, do what you know to do, have respect for yourself, control your mind from self-control level, control your emotions from self-control, control your actions from self-control level, and that'll bring up your heart. You're dropping down and getting involved when you should be objective and detached so you can see to manipulate your characters.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for your phone call. We'll be right back. All right, well, the news talk time is 3:24. Noah Griffin here with Reverend Harrison Roy Heskett, TAT for short. By the way, he's going to be at the De Anza College, Stevens Creek, Friday at 8 p.m., room 90-11. Be here till the 13th. Sponsored by the Seeker's Quest, and we'll give a telephone number for that in a little bit. All right, let's go to line two. Noah Griffin, you're on KGO with our guest. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Hilda. Will Bill keep in touch with me, and will I have a romantic relationship with him in the future?
Is Bill east of here right now?
He is going to be going in that direction very shortly.
I get a pull of something of career orientation to that area for him. I get him, he's going to keep in touch, but probably not as much as you would like him to keep in touch. And it seems like he likes to, he gets off and he gets thinking and gets involved. So be a little patient, everything will be fine.
Well, I will have a romantic relationship with him somewhere in the future?
It seems that way at this particular point.
Okay,
well, thank you for your call. Let's go to line 5 East Bay on KGO with Tat. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I like to know how will my love life go, and also what do you see any money around me?
Okay, I've noticed that, well, money has been a concern of yours for the last several years.
Yes.
And unless you change some of your modes of thinking, you're going to continue to draw funds in the way you have. What you need to do is say, I accept my good, and every time something negative comes up towards your money, just say, I accept my good, I accept my good, and transfer your attention because you have a tendency to complain about it. And as I'm looking at your auric field, is there two gentlemen here involved? One that's very close and one that you knew a couple of years ago?
Yeah, okay,
I see there's this one a couple of years ago seems to come back in and out a little bit, but the new one seems to win out.
That's true.
All right, well, thank you very much for your phone call. Is what you're doing, advocating people do along the lines of actualization?
Self-actualization and also positive affirming and transferring of attention. If you have a problem or you have something that's bothering you, that's your greatest stepping stone to success. Every time that comes up, if you transfer your attention to something you really desire, something good in your life, you will have the momentum of that power and change your direction. But if you keep feeding the old force, then that keeps accumulating in your auric field, and pretty soon it gets heavier and heavier and heavier. But as you transfer your attention, you get lighter and lighter and lighter. And so it's a matter of darkness or light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Line 6 in the East Bay, Noah Griffin, you're on KGO with Tat. Good morning.
Hello, Tat. I'm sorry, my voice is a little
rusty
now.
Yes.
Do you do generalizations or just people?
I ask anything. Anything you would like to ask, past, present, future, business, personal, social, doesn't matter.
Human invention.
You want to ask about a human invention?
Yes.
Survived and adapted. That's his greatest accomplishment, the ability to adapt. And what happens is this, when man gets into a position that he overloads his reason and logic and his objective consciousness, he then has to withdraw, create a new matrix pattern and come out in that consciousness or create a new point of view. And so man has been able to do this all over the planet. Other animals, bodies could not do this. Man is not an animal, but he uses an animal body in this particular level of experience. And in being able to manipulate the elements, control the elements, because the earth is his dominion, the water is his dominion, the sky and all in it is his dominion, and taking that dominion and adapting himself in those areas, he's been able to accomplish great feats. So that's been the greatest accomplishment. The worst accomplishment is he tries to control other men, which have free will too.
Are you connected with a religious body? Is this a religious movement as such?
Our organization is Education and Research, and we're federal tax exempt education and research organization. And we study religions, we study metaphysical teachings, mystical teachings, different cultures like the North American Indians, the kahunas of Hawaii, the shamans, and different cultural people of the world, how they picked up vibrations from one another. There's always been in the race of any people someone that had the knowing power, someone that could foresee things that was going to happen. It's because they paid attention to that while others were out paying attention to surviving physically, emotionally, or mentally.
How do you differentiate yourself from, say, a psychic or an astrologer?
Again, the psychics use the heart center. They reach up into the higher areas, but most of the time they don't know exactly how they're getting their energy. They have an idea, but they don't actually in the state of being that. In a mystical pattern of expression and merging, we are that. Whatever we are merging with at that moment, we're that. The psychic has a merging, but it's more objective. The mystic has a merging with his subjective. The psychic's merging deals with limited states, while the mystic's merging deals with unlimited, boundless states. So the finite mind is used by the psychic and the infinite mind is used by the mystic. And there's a lot of people that call them psychics that are really mystically orientated.
Okay, let's go to line 7, Miller Griffin, you're on KGO with Tap. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to know if I'll travel this year, and can you tell me where I'd like to travel to?
I get, it's something about gambling when I touch you, about traveling to gamble. And then I get an idea you want to travel south of here. South and east of this particular location. Do you have some relatives in, I'm getting the eastern part of the southern part of the United States?
No.
You don't have a brother there?
Well, in the southern part of California.
Well, I've got it more east. Maybe he's going east. I feel like a traveling east with a brother. Maybe it's someone that is feels like a brother, and that's what I get the impression of.
Would it be limited to the United States or out of the country?
The probability going out of the country is only about 40%. In the United States is about a 70% probability is what I see. The future is only certain in its outcome, and so all future predictions are probability, what may be so. If you change your mind, you change your emotions, you change direction of your consciousness, then that changes the probability. So you always are the master of your future when you're in the presence.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. What do people pick up, certificates or something? How do they know that they've arrived at a state that you are trying to bring them to through a seminar or session or whatever?
Being a mystic, I just read their aura. I'm just looking to see what they have on each level.
If people come to you, say, in a seminar type situation, how do you impart what you impart?
There's a 9-month training, which we have. There's 10 class series that we have. A lot of times a weekend workshop, a week-long retreats. It depends on the individual. Some get it very quick. Some take a long time to get it. Some want powers of in other levels of consciousness, healing powers, and besides just seeing. Seeing is only one part of the power. There's a lot of other things that are involved in the individual's choice. First of all, we have to overload the left hemisphere of the brain. And so we do a saturation of consciousness. And some people have blocks. They won't accept things. And so we teach them to accept, open up and accept this. Take a chance right now. You see, stop looking at the past, be here now. Don't look off to the future, don't look off to the past. Just look where you're at right now. We center them in the presence. Center them right in their own aura and break the attachments. I've had people come in a weekend seminar, and before the seminar is over, they are seeing auras and they're reading each other. So we have them actual workshops where they get confirmed by reading other people.
Is this connected at all? The Indian yogis are into this?
all of these spiritual teachings have a mystical side, like St. John and the Christians. I've studied with a teacher named Muktananda, Sai Baba, Satchinanda, these yogic masters. I've studied with Tibetan masters, Karmapa, Kala Rinpoche. I've studied with Christian mystics and these kind of things. North American shamans, kahunas, to see what's the same. That's our heritage. Everything that man can do is the heritage of every man. And we believe that your heritage is the sum total of human consciousness. And when you can attune to that, like these different yogas, yoga means union with, or you yoke yourself to that. The Tibetans call it tanku, the transfer in a spirit back and forth. There's many different names for this type of merging. And I've been studying it very intensely for the last 8 years. Mm. My training, as I said, began when I was 5 years old with my grandmother being a seer and a healer. And I'm the seventh generation in my family that has done this. So I've studied with yogic masters. I've studied with different religious people, some that weren't so religious.
Okay. My name is Southbury. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to ask if your guest could see me succeeding in a health career.
In a health career? Are you talking about like survival training and a holistic type training too?
Well, I'm working as a nursing assistant right now. I'm wondering if that's the right career for me to pursue.
Okay, first of all, I get a lot of red and I get a lot of green around you, which is survival and environmental consciousness. And if the career you choose has the ability to take physical actions and soulful actions, to put your heart into it, then that would be for you at this particular point in your development. I notice that you also have some creative talents there. I don't know if it's singing or something like that, or something with rhythm and vibration in blue traces through your auric field. You have a strong emotional feeling nature too, which is also sympathetic to aiding people in the medical fields. But I feel more holistic for you. That would get boring after a while. You might be excited and go into it, but later on you might get bored with it unless it has that action and broader merging.
Well, thank you for your call. I'm Ann Southbury on the KGO 11 Huskett. Good morning.
Hi. This is me, and I'm wondering if in the future I will have a meaningful and positive relation with a man.
I'm looking about when you were about 6 or 7 years old in your life record, and I see that you had a some kind of traumatic emotional experience towards male. I don't know whether someone threatened you or something to this effect, and it's caused a hesitance. It might have been a dominating masculine polarity from a parent. It could be either mother or father. And so there's a hesitance there to actually let yourself go all the way. In order for the relationship you're asking for, you need to relax, become more open, and not be bound by what has happened in the past. See yourself in the perfect relationship, and you'll magnetize it. At this point, it's pretty well open to you. You need to give it more concentration and see yourself going through a good experience. And see your friends supporting you, and see your loved ones agreeing, because sometimes it doesn't seem like they always agree with who comes around.
All right. Thank you for your call. How about line 10, Walnut Creek, here on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. I would like to know what he sees in mine or at the present and future.
Okay. What I'm noticing in your aura, that you're emotionally, intellectually orientated. that you have a sensitivity of knowing things. You get your intuitional flashes, but you think about them and then sometimes change that. Is that true?
That's right.
Yeah. So you have to follow your heart here more than following your mental manipulations or reason and logic, assumptions, conclusions, comparisons, judgments, opinions. Be more open your heart energies or your knowledge and do what you know to do in this situation. You'll have success.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. I'll tell you what, let's give you a couple of messages here. Everyone loves to... All right, KGO Radio News Talk time is 3:41, and we'll go back to the phones. Line 11 in San Mateo, you're on KGO with Reverend Heskett. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, it's a pleasure to talk to you, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the program.
Yeah, really, you're fantastic. I've been listening to you as a reader for, well, I guess it's just about it. Yeah. You've been on.
Well, thank you.
KGO, and you do a good job.
Thank you, sir.
I just have to commend you. I have a question to, is it Reverend Heskett?
Heskett,
Tat, yeah.
Tell me how you spell his name.
H-E-S-K-E-T.
H-E-S-K-E-T, okay. I just now tuned in only about, what, 50, 20 minutes ago. Have you announced as to how he can be reached, what his organization means for him?
Yeah, this is going to be, it's sponsored by the Seeker's Quest.
The Seeker's Quest?
Right.
Based where, San Francisco?
No, they're in San Jose. My office is at 1020 B Street, Suite 10, Hayward.
On Hayward.
And my telephone number is 537-1460.
537-1460. 60, okay. It's called what again? What quest?
Seekers.
Seekers Quest. Well, that's a very good name. Okay. Thank you for that. I have a major question. I'm contemplating and have been for quite some time a major change in terms of endeavor, my field, and I have been doing a lot of preparation research for a major project. Do you have any kind of things at all about it? Obviously, I have some doubts and questions.
This is dealing with investment and changing of the position that you've normally worked with?
That's right. I have been in the investment field, but I am contemplating leaving it because it is not satisfying to me at all. Personally, I don't get any kind of reward. In fact, it almost bores me. The money, the numbers, and the whole thing. But I am thinking, I've pretty well decided. But what I really want to know from you, do you think of anything as to, let's say, echo success possibilities? It's in a new field. It has to do with communications and writing and that sort of thing. Do you think of anything at all for me?
Here's what I'm picking up. You have moved from an intellectual position to a more higher abstract position, which is meaning you're moving from a yellow ray of mind to a blue ray of mind. The yellow ray of mind, which is intellectual, has its limitations, and you're looking to no longer have limitations. The challenge isn't there anymore because you're very quick to perceive the system and how things work. Now you want to expand where there's no limits, and writing is wide open to you. Things that deal with rhythm and vibration, your abilities to bring your creative powers forward, your talents. When you were about 17, you had a strong urge. Was it Ernest Hemingway or something like this that you were interested in?
Yes, writers that I have admired, and I have some writing ability. I've had success in writing, in my teens.
Yes. I would say go back to that time period.
One of the major essay contests, citywide, statewide, and that sort of thing, and for scholarships. And I have some writing ability that I know, but I shelved it for a whole lot of years. I'm past 50 now, but I think I should make use of that time. talent and that ability.
Right. You're working now. You've already received your success in the world, and now you're working for your contribution to humanity.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Right.
You really hit on that, and thank you for your encouragement, and I'm pleased that you picked up on that. I need a little bit of a little support, a little encouragement, you see, because I have started for a long time, and I know I have the ability. There's no doubt that I
have confidence, and just persist, and pick up those lines from about 17, 18, just go into a quietness in your mind and say, okay, I claim that power back, and see, it will have the immaturity of that particular point, but then it'll be qualified to, by the maturity you now have.
Okay, good luck to you. Thank you for the call. Line 1, Merrill Griffin, you're on KGO with Reverend Heskett. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
And I'd like to find out if your guest can see if I'm going to be married in the next year. And I'm going with someone right now.
Is this a young man? He's close to maybe 6 feet, brown hair, dark eyes. Is working with technical systems of some sort?
Yes.
Yes, that's the one.
Is that the one?
Yes.
And how soon do you see it happening?
I get springtime.
Springtime.
I'm picking up springtime. I feel an agreement before that time, but there seems to be some position change that he's looking to go through, and then he'll feel more stable, and I feel then you will get married.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel about my work as far as that goes? Do you see a change for me? Or?
Yeah, I see 3 children. That's going to be your hands full. That'll be your work.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to line 2. Mel Griffin on KGO with Reverend Heskett. Good morning.
Is this real?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing?
All right.
May I tell you something before I ask your guest a question?
What?
You helped me overcome an illness, and I want to tell you how you did it. Well, I'll take a second.
All right.
Well, you know what you say when you sign off, you say, when all is said and done, there's more said than done.
Right.
Well, paralyzed. And I couldn't move my arm, all of my legs. So I added a line, another line. I said, it's not what you accomplish, it's what you overcome.
That's good.
And so now I can move both arms and both legs.
Well, good for you.
So thank you.
Thank you for telling us that.
The question?
Go right ahead.
Yes.
I am getting, my health is getting better, I think. And I found out that a lot of my property has been sold. And I just found it out yesterday and tonight. And my life is in great danger. And
okay.
I want you to tell me if I'll be able to get help.
Yes, I feel that you are going to have success. I feel that you have overcome a lot of things in the emotional level, and that you have more strength of your mind than you've had before. And I also, when you were talking in the beginning, I got a check that is coming to you is increasing in its value too. So I saw a regular check that comes, but then I saw one increasing, another one increasing, so this must be due to what you've been talking about.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Hope that happens. Appreciate your phone call, and stay well. Line 3, Mel Griffin, you're on KGO with Reverend Heskett. Good morning. Line 3, are you with us? Okay, line 4, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Pleasant. Accounted for.
Pardon me?
President accounted for.
Right, and I've been listening to you for a long time, too.
Great.
And I'm doing it very much.
Thank you.
And, Dad, I'm...
Yes.
I'm a little
limbs and so on.
Just relax.
I started clubbing this person, you know, a long time ago. But anyway, there was
some... Dancing and singing?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw you.
Thank you. It's been a long time, but... there's a man that I care for very much, and he's in the East, and he has a lot of problems. And I wonder if he's going to find his way out of them, and whether we will get together again. I haven't seen him for about a year and a half.
The probability of coming together with this man is about 30% at this particular point, unless something changes in your life streams. What I'm noticing is this man having, does he have light hair?
No.
I get something light around his head, so I feel like if it's not the hair, then he's having some realizations. He's realizing certain things. He wanted to have particular goals in his life, and he's realizing now he didn't complete the goals he wanted to complete. He needs to, if you can get in touch with him, direct him into new goal area to set some new goals for himself.
Yes, I'm sure he's going to
Okay, well, thank you for that. Good luck. Line 5, East Bay, KGI with Reverend Heskett. Good morning. Line 6, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, answer.
Yes, my name is Jim, and I've been living in this valley for about 23 years, and on the 25th of this month, I'll be going to L.A. with my van to make it, try to make it down there, because we've already hit all the clubs in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we go there to, you know, do your change and hope more things will happen.
Are you a musician with four people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Sure am. And the only problem is right now I'm losing the girl I care for quite a bit to do this. But the reason I'm doing it is because I'm trying to go more than, you know.
That's only temporary.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Okay, I see you. There's a... there needs to be more cooperation. There's one, it seems like one of the members kind of holds back a bit. And so there needs to be more cooperation in the group. Positive affirmations together. See, all agreeing at once that you're of your success. This creates a magnetic charge to draw success to you. I feel that you'll be... kind of bouncing around a little bit. If you persist, you will succeed. I figure about 3 months in that success. You'll have some small engagements before that, but I feel in about 3 months, within a three-month period, a good success. And that's anything I tell you, the future, or anyone I'm talking to, it's only the law of probability. If you change your mind or decide not to to go on, then you're master of your life and you can do what you want to do. But at this particular point, that's where your momentum is going. I feel that that togetherness is strongly needed, that all agree to persist for a certain period of time.
Yeah, we're all going to go for sure just to do that, to make it, try to make it down there, but I just wanted to know, you know, you think about that and what kind of thing you felt.
Success.
Okay.
Success.
Good luck to you. We'll be right back. KGO Radio News Talk time is 3:55. Let's see, we left off at 6. How about line 7 in the East Bay? You're on KGO. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Vicki, and I'm interested in having a guest perhaps tell me something about my present and my future, if possible, the past, not my aura. And I've gone through several changes in the last year, dramatic changes, and my life has been very dramatic. And I was wondering if you could give me some insight in what if I should pursue, or what am I doing now, and where should I go?
Present, past, future, and what shall you be doing? It might be a little broad, but we'll do what we can in the limited time we have available.
Okay, I'm going to look into your energies here, and what I'm noticing is you'll get very serious and emotional energies, and you need more joy. You need to get out and enjoy yourself. You need to relax your emotions, leave go of the stress that's in them, and it seems like you've been making these switches, but you make the switch, you get what we call high in energy, and then something comes along and you're right, you seem to tendency to go back. So you need to stop looking at the past and look at the present and see the best for the future.
Okay, thank you. Line 8 South Bay, KGO 11 Hesketh. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
Yes, yes.
This is Charles. I wanted to ask two questions, but short. The first one I wanted to take your answer right now then. Yeah, the first one is I have two areas of studies I wanted to pursue, but I can't pursue two of them. I wanted to find out which one I can pursue. And then when I get the answer, I'll ask the second question. I'll take that one on there.
Okay, one of these areas is technical. The other one seems more creative. Is this true?
Creative, kind of, yeah.
I'm noticing
what
systems is going to boggle you a little bit. And so I'd say take the area that is more creative and gives you more leadway and more of your self-expression. I feel that you have locked up energies that you need to express outwardly in a creative or a spiritual level and look at the reflections, go into the spiritual level and look at the reflections of where you're at this particular point.
So what you're saying
setting,
is a general... Okay, well, go ahead if you're going to talk about...
Okay, you're there's an overstuffed chair right near you, is that true?
Huh? Oh, that's step one?
Yes.
Is there an overstuffed chair near you?
Yeah.
And a lamp right there?
Lamp? No.
A light right near you?
Not near me, over here at me, yeah.
Yeah, right ahead of you there. Okay, that's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter where an individual is. When you have mystical powers, there is no separation, so I can go anywhere.
Okay, one more slight thing is...
Real quickly, sir, we're doing, got a whole full board of calls here, and you got two questions in already.
Yeah, medicine and engineering, which of the two would be specifically?
The creative aspect would be leaning more towards the medicine.
Okay, thank you very much for your phone call. Reverend Hesketh is going to be at the De Anza College. It's Stevens Creek, Friday, 8 p.m., room 90,
Stevens Creek Road.
Stevens Creek Road, yeah.
Cupertino.
Okay. And I'll be there until the 13th, sponsored by the Seeker's Quest, and that's at 537-1460, and that's 1020 B Street, Suite 10 in Hayward. If those of you on the line are out of there, please continue to stay there following the 4 o'clock news and 5-minute sports. We'll be back and continue on with the program. So again, if you'd like to get in, there's only one line free on the board, and that's line 7 in the East Bay at 832-TALK, 832-TALK. News Talk Radio 8. We're here with Reverend Harrison Roy Hesketh, a mystic spiritualist that we've not talked with before on the program. And the Seeker's Quest is sponsored by Astro... How does that go again?
Okay, Seeker's Quest is an organization in San Jose that sponsors us to De Anza College and at their center. We actually have several centers of our own, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program. We're a Church of Revelation Astrophysics School, and we call ourselves a church, but we believe in the church that is on the earth. It's the one church of all people believe in God or believe in the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the one, that's our church, our revelation, so to speak. And so we do as much as we can to educate people in that area. And also how to develop their powers. And we'll be having a week-long session next week at Seeker's Quest in San Jose, just to doing that, teaching people how to do that. And so...
Okay. Great. Let's go back to the telephone. We've got a lot of people waiting to talk with you. Line 9, you're on KGO. Good morning.
Oh, yes. This is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
I've been very, very unhappy and depressed for the last 2 years. Do you see a reconciliation with my husband, or what do you see in the future for me when it happens?
Okay, what I'm noticing is what we call the dark night of the soul. You're not sure about the things that have gone on, and you're not too sure about what's coming up. You're kind of stuck in between. This means that you need to make a very decisive commitment on your part to succeed in the direction you want to go and not to be bound by the circumstances of the past. See yourself success and you'll have that success. In the relationship with your husband, I feel there's stresses going on, financial stresses, there's stresses of goals that have look like they're not going to be accomplished. I think you should just, both of you sit down, talk it over, agree to support one another. Two or more believe, so shall it be. So believe together and you'll have success.
Okay, thank you for your call. How about line 10 of Walnut Creek? You're on KGL with Reverend Heskett. Good morning.
And Reverend Heskett, I've been rather devastated by a problem I've had with a niece of mine, and I don't know how to resolve it, and I don't know how far I should go to pursue it, what I should do about it, Chief.
Seems to be very argumentative and emotional in her energies. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm picking up. And you're trying to keep a balance here and hold the love, but she's doing things that stir up like a revengeful nature in you, and you're fighting that, and so there's a stress between the two of you. I feel that this transition is about 3 to 6 months in your relationship. And I feel at that particular point, then it turns in an upsweeping movement where she didn't depend on you before and has been acting willful and trying to cut free somehow. She's in fact, you tell her to do something, she does the opposite. Is this right?
May I tell you something? She owes me a great deal of money.
Yeah.
She lied about it, and I'm almost afraid that she's been into dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused a great deal of anguish in me. I'm terribly disappointed in her.
Mm-hmm.
She's lied to me so much that these are the things that have happened only within the last few months, and I'm really devastated about it. So I don't know what to do. I don't know how far I should go to pursue.
Well, first of all, see the perfect thing. See the perfect results where you will benefit and she'll benefit, that both of you are winning in this situation, that no one's losing, and you'll have success there. But if there's a winner and loser, the relationship between you can suffer very, very much so for a long period.
Yeah, but it has already.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. We're going to break away and we'll be right back. KGO Radio News Talk Time is 4:14. KGO Radio News Talk Time is 4:16. We're here with Reverend Heskett. Let's go back to the phones. Line 11 in San Mateo. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Karen San Bruno.
Welcome to the program. You sound like you're a lot farther away.
Yeah, I know. I'm far from the phone.
Oh, no problem. But it just sometimes you hear that in the background, it almost sounds like you're from Washington. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to speak with the Reverend if possible.
Yes,
and ask him a couple questions. Is he ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure you are aware that there are Devin Thomases in every crowd, correct?
Yes.
Well, I am a Devin Thomasina, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions that perhaps are a little bit different than what you would expect. You know, I wanted you to convert me or help me believe in mystics and psychics. Is that possible?
Believer doesn't have to be convinced, and one that doesn't believe can't be convinced.
I'm younger. Maybe that would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
Well, here's what I would do. I would tell you to do this. Look at your own past and look how many times that you knew just before something was going to happen. You had insight into it in your various positions with relatives. You already had that awareness, so once you're convinced of being sure of your own direct knowledge, then you can be convinced of someone else's direct knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me any idea as far as the special man in my life right now?
What I'm feeling is you're pushing men away.
Uh-huh.
And it's you need to be more receptive and see yourself with a perfect relationship. What you do is you see one, and then you say, oh, well, maybe I'm not quite good enough, or a negative image comes in of yourself. And so you need to see the best of yourself, because you have a lot of good talent. You have a lot of good mental powers, as I feel here. You'll be a benefit to a relationship, and see yourself in the perfect relationship.
Can you give me any idea right now where I am, where I'm sitting, where I'm in the physical place I am at right now?
The physical place you're at now? Okay, what I'm getting is I'm getting a, it looks, I don't know if it's a den or front room of a house, not a house, it looks like an apartment building. And I'm getting a lot of, almost like a gray in the aura, like you see, but there's a little fear in seeing. Right around you.
Oh, it's a very messy place. Okay, I'm a telephone answering service operator.
Mm-hmm.
At night, and that's where I'm at work. I'm looking at a switchboard.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Is this in a building with several other
apartments in the back?
Apartments.
Yeah. Living abode.
No, I'm talking about the business. There's other businesses in this building, too?
Not really, no. It's all one business.
Hmm.
It's just print shop work and answering service.
Yeah, I get other businesses there, yeah.
In regard to the special man in my life, he's pretty close. I am a lesbian, which is the trick question that you handled very, very well. You're right, I do push away males, and I shouldn't.
Well, it's up to you whether you do or you don't. We just appreciate your call, nevertheless, and thank you for phoning in. Let's go line one. Noah Griffin, you're on KGO with Roman Hoskins. Good morning.
Hello, Noah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is David. I might have a couple of questions for Reverend Heskett.
Yeah.
The first one is, I want to know if I'm guided by the spirits of my ancestors in the career in which I wish to choose.
In a career?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wish to choose.
You're guided by your own intellectual mind at this particular point, and sometimes it's playing games on you.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question here. There are certain cultures that do believe that, don't they? And do you know what ones there are? And is that something that might be universally true, as you say?
Well, subjective mind, which is usually the Eastern-type cultures or people that have been subjected to that consciousness in their own culture, but more in the Eastern cultures, they have that more subjectiveness. In the United States, we have a very objective consciousness. We see ourselves separate from everything. Where in the subjective consciousness, we see ourselves as part of everything. So when he asked if his ancestors are kind of leading him, what he's asking is the powers and the talents and that is in his lineage having an effect in this lifetime.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I feel that, you're having the heritage of that, but I don't think they're leading. I feel that you're leading yourself at this particular point. You're pretty self-determined.
Yeah, and also the next question is, the fishing vessel which I'm now purchasing, is it going to be safe for me out in the ocean when I go fishing in it next year?
Hmm.
I get it, you know, prepared.
Gee, I'm not getting a definite on this purchase.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a definite on it, so unless things are more definite, I don't see you out there. You need to be more definite. You need to make a stronger decision.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Thanks for the call. How about line two, San Francisco? You're on KGO with Reverend Heskett. Good morning.
Good morning. Reverend Heskett?
Yes, just call me Tat. Tat means the one that answers questions.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just kind of worried about my health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you see anything.
Well, unfortunately, we're not Yeah, I able can't, to answer health questions. So if you want to attend a seminar or give a phone call to the number we'll be giving shortly, you can do that. But thank you for your call. How about line three, Noah Griffin on KGO TAT. Good morning.
Yeah, Noah?
Yeah.
This is Ron down in San Bernardino.
Hi, Ron. Welcome to the program.
Howdy. I've got one idea that might make an interesting show. Have something about flying saucers and people fighting. Maybe have somebody on and talk about it.
You know, there used to be an organization called Mutual UFO Network. And if somebody out there knows about them, I'd like to, because we did that one time at another radio station, and it was really a lot of fun and very fascinating. And I went through my card then and tried to get a hold of them, and was unable to do so. The number wasn't good for them any longer. So that might be fun.
Or possibly you could reread War of the Worlds like Orson Welles did.
Might do that.
That would be fun.
Okay.
I have three questions for the gentleman.
All right.
Okay. Is there any names of books? Now, I'm in San Bernardino, California. Is there names of books or a place in my area that you know about that I could go to enlighten myself further on this?
I'm not familiar with the San Bernardino area and the bookshops and that there.
Okay, I thought possibly.
Are there any national, not national, but they're like Ventanas or something in their chain that have any books, or any names of any books that you just might find if not in a particular bookshop or something?
Books don't give you this kind of knowledge. You can't get them from books. It has to be a subjective consciousness where you put yourself in a situation to develop it. And so you can read a lot of books, you can't find the power in the book. You can listen to a lot of people and you still won't find it there unless you do something about it, unless you may take the initiative to go out and do something.
So once the books give you the background and the information to go out and do that? Yeah.
If you read the book, it's a point of view of the writer, of the one individual.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have collected that from many sources, but it's still only one individual's point of view. And so instead of going to a more expanded consciousness, you start limiting yourself to somebody else's point of view, and then you lose your own.
Well, what I'm saying is, if I talk to you, if I study with you, for instance, I'm getting your point of view, right? I mean, wouldn't it be the same thing as if I got it from a book?
No, what we do is lead you to your direct experience. In fact, most of the time, I'm just directing the individual to how to direct themselves to it. I don't want anyone to be bound to me, and I don't want to be bound to anyone. Everyone should be free, and so I teach them first to be free and to work from this self-master state of consciousness and not to be bound by any other individual, to be a master themselves unfolding.
Okay, line four, Noah Griffin, you're on KGO, our guest. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to ask Reverend Haskett a couple of questions. The first one is will my brother be successful in putting over his ideas that he's been working on so hard for the past few months?
Is he inventing something?
No, it's an idea of improving the economy of the United States.
I get like he's invented a system of some sort.
That's right.
Yeah, so this is what I'm picking up in the invention consciousness. I think he needs a little more details in it to be a little more specific in management areas, and I feel he'll have a success there.
Thank you. The second question is, will I have a meaningful relationship in the near future?
For a meaningful relationship, be the kind of mate you want your mate to be, and by the law of a like attracts a like, or birds of a feather flock together, you'll draw that relationship. Just be the kind of mate you want your mate to be, and you'll have that.
Okay, thank you. Line 5 East Bay, KGO, good morning.
Yes, I'd like to ask Pat a question.
Yes.
I broke up with my boyfriend about 4 months ago, and I still have strong feelings for him and would very much like to get together with him, and I don't know his feelings towards me, or if it's possible for us to get back together soon.
Hmm. I'm getting these live streams going in different directions at this point. I feel that he has some emotional problems he's overcoming. If he can make it past that, there may be a reconciliation off in the future, but I'm not getting any certainties when I reach there.
One more question. Do you see me getting together with anyone or someone else?
Do you go to a place where they're dealing with a lot of crafts or something like that?
No.
Or a creative, like, dance, or I'm getting crafts or dance somehow. They may be in the same building. I'm getting, this is the...
And I'm the cheerleader. Is that what, maybe?
Ah, I see. Yeah, the dancing. That would be animation of the body. Yeah, you're going to find it when you're in that situation, when you're doing that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to line 6 in the East Bay on KGR. Good morning.
Yes, hi. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm interested in talking about two issues. I'm deadlocked on a couple of them, and one is that I think I have a lot of talents and skills, and I could be very successful on a professional level, but I'm having some problems focusing on which talents to pursue. Do you have any ideas?
What I'm picking up here is a strong Blu-ray, meaning more higher abstract expression instead of fixed details, where you can have a leadway in the expression. I feel management towards your aura, like you have to be in a situation where you're somewhat in charge or managing the situation yourself. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy with it following somebody else.
Right.
And so follow that line.
Okay, thank you for your call. Hey, there's a big...
This was paid for by Californians for Sensible Laughs.
All right, KGO Radio, this talk time is 4:31. Let's go back to the telephones. Line 7 East Bay, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is me, and I'd like to ask Reverend Haskett a couple of questions.
All right, yes.
Father has been in prison out of quite a bit of money. Would he get this money back?
Who is this?
My son's father.
No.
He won't?
No. I don't feel that at this point. But see, this is only probability. It could change, but at this point, I don't feel that.
Yes. I have two nephews, but, excuse me, one, my sister died and left one nephew over the estate. Now, that was quite a large sum of money that she left to the two nephews, including bank accounts and property to be sold. That has been about 8 months, and he's telling lies every time they call him.
You see in the late parts of his 20s?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying everything is intact, and he just lies all the time. Will they get this money that's coming to them, and also all of the property, is any property still to be sold?
I feel that they will get funds. Yeah, I don't believe as much there as there and the thinking is there. I think there's a little emotions involved here, exaggerating some things. And then there's the older one seems to be more dominant in his energies, while the other one is a little resentful of the dominance, and so there's a clash going on there.
Thank you for your call. Good luck. How about Line 8 South Bay, KGO with Reverend Haskett Tat. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Betty, and I'd like to ask Tat a couple kind of biggies here that means my future. Number one, for about a year now, I've been going into court on a lawsuit. Right now, I'm waiting for them to make a counteroffer, if not we couldn't.
Was this due to an accident?
No. It's a real estate problem. And I was just wondering if you could see how it may turn out my favor or anything at all. Can you tell about this? It's over home that I sold.
Yeah. Gee, I'm not getting a movement on that. I'm not getting, I feel like something's bogging me down when I go in that area. Is there a couple involved with you here? against you somehow, or?
What you say, against us?
Yes.
Well, there's like four people that, you know, have purchased the home as an investment that we are up against.
I just get a couple that is kind of controlling the situation, a husband and wife controlling the situation, mm-hmm. and I don't see how you can get to them. I just I'm getting blocked in that area. Every time I go in that area, I feel like they're just blocking your energies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope it works out for you. Line 9 South Bay on KGR. Good morning.
Hello.
Yep.
I'm supposed to take a trip at the end of the month, and I have my doubts of whether I should go, and I was wondering if you think I should.
Again, I don't want to make a decision for anyone. I feel that you need to look at this in a clear freedom. You're attached to something here. I feel it's you're listening to I guess someone talking to you. It seems they're talking to you in a passive voice. It might be a female or a man that is passive, but it's holding you back. You need to make a clear decision for yourself here.
Okay.
Stop
okay.
listening to others.
Line 10, Rabbi Creek, you're on KGR Attack. Good morning.
Hello, this is Sharon.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Hello, I was wondering what my aura looked like.
Okay, let me look at your auric field now. Okay, I notice that at the top part of your aura there's a violet. It's coming into a blue field. There's a lot of movement of yellow and orange mixed together, and there's a rose color in the bottom part of the aura with streaks of green in. I'm noticing that you see yourself as a unique individual. You want to be free in your individuality. You have creative talents, leadership abilities in a higher mental body. Right now your emotions and mind are mixed up. You're a very loving individual towards environmental things and towards your feeling merged with things, but you have a little confusion between the emotions and the mind. Settle that and you'll be able to accomplish what you're asking to accomplish in relationships and in a career position change.
What type of work did I get for?
It's pretty open to you. Something that would give you creative expression, freedom. If it's binding, I feel that you're going to get back into this kind of thinking and feeling and mixed up there. So pick something that gives you your creative expression here.
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. 4:38 now, Noah Griffin here. By the way, Reverend Hesketh, Tad is going to be at the De Anza College, Stevens Creek Road, Friday at 8 p.m. in 90-. I'm having trouble with Ron this morning. Be here until the 13th. He's sponsored by the Seeker's Quest, and I'll give that telephone number at the conclusion of the program. Let's go to line 11. You're on KGL. Good morning.
Yes, Pat. I am business for myself, and recently business has been very slow. I have two big financial problems. Do you see me working out of that?
One of these concerned property? Okay, I feel success in that one. It's going to be a little longer than you would desire at this particular point. The other one, it's open. You need to make a stronger image of success there, and you know that you can succeed when you persist. Because as I look in the past, you've accomplished quite a bit. Have confidence, and you'll have success.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. All right, let's go to line 1. Griffin, you're on KGL with Reverend Hesketh. Good morning.
Good morning. This is
Pam.
Okay.
I'd like to know, will I have a meaningful and permanent relationship with a male, and will I be in a more rewarding employment situation?
Okay, what I'm noticing here is you have hesitated to join completely in the past with your relationships. You've always been waiting for a little proof that they really loved you or really cared, and just the doubt has caused problems. In the career, change that and you'll have success there. In the career change, opportunity comes around September for you in the career change.
Should I seek a different type of employment or stay with the field that I'm in?
I feel you're successful in what you're doing. You should persist with it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's move to line two. You're on KGO with Tad. Good morning.
Good morning, Tad. God bless you. You're doing beautiful work.
Blessings.
I'm hoping to move into a rustic locality, and there, to finish writing my book, do you see me moving and the book being published?
Okay, what I'm getting is there's a lot of trees and little mountain area around where you're seeking to go?
I have not seen it myself yet.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. I'm getting an impression of that. And then I get rewrite, and then success.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your call. How about line three? You're on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if I should become involved in the business that was presented to me last week.
This was this business. I'm getting that you need to talk this over with the, I think there's a couple involved.
Mm-hmm.
And to talk it over to get some facts clear. I don't feel you're clear there. If you can get it clear, then you'll have a clear decision and you'll have greater success. But it isn't clear right now, so talk it over again, and I feel that if it clears, you can, then you'll have a better choice to go for success.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's move to line four in Marin County. Now we're briefing here in KGO with Tad. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
I would like to find out, I have a medical problem and I have a hearing coming up soon, and I'd like to know what you see for me.
Well, we can't give any medical advice or anything like that, but I feel like since you were about 15, there's certain things you just didn't want to hear when people were talking to you and saying things. Take a look at that and look back and let them go, love them, feel more love toward yourself, more respect toward yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay, thank you for your call. How about line five in the East Bay? You're on KGO with Tat. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a couple of questions,
Tat. Where are you calling from?
LaGrand, Oregon.
Well, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Will I have a meaningful and lasting relationship with a male?
Within a 2-year cycle, yes.
Okay, and about 2 years ago, a friend of mine had told me that she has a friend that's in the publishing business, and she had took my poetry and gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
To evaluate, and he told me that he would publish them at free of no charge, and I was wondering if I should go ahead and do that. Would that make be good for me?
I'm getting there's hidden, something hidden there. I'm getting there's a hidden cost or something that you need to make sure that the agreement is clear, absolutely clear that it's free, or there's some hidden cost.
Okay, good luck to you. How about line 6, East Bay? You're on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning. One first-time call. I'd like to ask Dr. Hester about my aura and about my past life with my girlfriend.
Okay, what I'm picking up is I get in your auric field, you have a a dark blue, which is a contemplative energy, so you like to look into things and see how they relate to other things. I'm noticing also that you have strong emotional energy and a strong physical drive, and I'm feeling that some of the argumentative or emotional pressures that have been in the past, you should let those go and see the perfect relationship now. Forgive the past and look to a bright future.
You think I'll get back with it?
Again, forget the past and see the bright future.
All right, thank you for your phone call. How about line 8 in the South Bay, you're on KGO, East Bay, you're on KGO with Evan Haskett. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
This morning is Pat, Dr. Haskett. And about six years ago, I had a bad experience in business. Mm-hmm. And since that time, I've just lost confidence, and I'm having trouble even just organizing my daily chores.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm having a very bad relationship with my daughter, and I just don't know how to get control on these things.
Okay, you're being too passive. And so anything that's like a feminine nature, you feel beaten. And you're being too passive to that. You need to go back to your confidence when you were in your late 20s. I feel that at that point you were more self-determined, you had more confidence, you had you saw your talents more clearly, and let the past be past, and reclaim your talents.
All right, good luck to you. We'll be right back. KGO Radio News Talk Time is 4:46. All righty, well, the News Talk Time is 4:49. Let's go back to where we left off, and I think that was line 8 in the South Bay. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, go ahead.
You know, my wife and I are expecting our first baby in 2 months.
Hey, congratulations.
I was wondering if you have any feelings on whether it's going to be a boy or girl.
Boy.
Boy?
I get strong boy, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as my wife, is she carrying it high or is she carrying it low?
You know, what was really weird was, we thought the expected date was supposed to be October, but it's going to be a whole month early because we miscalculated.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby looks like it's, she's always been big. Not big on her body, but just big as she's been pregnant.
I don't know. The whole, what I hear my wife and her girlfriend talk about is if it's out, it's more of a girl. If it's down, it's kind of a boy. But I don't know if that, there's any truth to that, but it's just kind of fun to speculate. Good luck to you. Hope it's healthy, whatever it is.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Line 9, South Bay, KGO with Evan Haskett. Good morning.
Good morning. I seem to be at a standstill in my unfoldment. My husband passed away more than 3 years ago after a very long illness. And I feel trapped in this big house and unable to get through that open door ahead of me. What am I doing wrong?
You're staying in. You're trapped inside. You're trapped inside the building. You're trapped inside yourself. You need to get out. You need to enjoy your friends more. You need to find some new friends to expand your creativeness. Be more outgoing. Be more open. And I feel you'll some of the pressures that are on you now will be released. And I feel you don't have any problem to worry about the financial and which bothers you at times, or being taken advantage in that area. You won't be.
Will I be leaving this house and moving to some other area?
Probability about 70% within a 2-year cycle.
Okay, good luck to you. How about line 10, Walnut Creek? You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm John.
Hi, John.
I'm an impulsive vegetarian. And
where are you calling from?
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from?
Aberdeen, Washington.
Okay, welcome.
For about a year and a half, my love life has been in this disaster area. Mm-hmm. Is there any hope breaking this pattern?
Oh, definitely. There's always hope. When we lose hope, then we've lost everything. What I'm looking at here is, did you used to travel when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. I feel like you feel confined and you don't want to be bound confined. So start looking for a lady that you can travel with, if not in body, to travel in your emotions and in your mind together, and to enjoy things together. and hold that image and don't let the past images cloud the present image.
Do you see anything at all coming up?
Okay, I'm looking, is there a little town just a little northeast of where you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel success if you go over there.
Okay, good luck. How about line 11, San Mateo, you're on the air. Good morning. Line 11, are you with us? All right, how about line 1? No, Griffin, you're on the air with Tad.
Yeah, Tad?
Yes.
My name, I'm Al, and I was wondering about people around me.
What about the people? What are you wondering? What do you want to know?
Well, whatever you pick up, you know.
I get so many questions. I need to have a, you need to tell me something more specific.
Well, friends, I'm going to move or get out of the right of end.
Okay, what I'm picking up is strong emotional attachments. At this point, you need to make some decisions because I see that you haven't made new goals and decisions. I feel that a love for yourself and respect for yourself, your friends will look at you better and support you in what you want to do. You can move if you wish, but I feel success in the area you're at.
Okay, good luck. How about line 2? No, Griffin, you're on KJO Tap. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go right ahead, you're on the air.
This is Kelly calling.
Yes, we've got quite a number of callers behind you. If you can just ask a question, we can go ahead and answer it for you.
No, I just want to know if they can tell me about how long I have two questions. I want to, the first one is, I have mineral rights. Did you see any leasing on it soon?
Any what?
Leasing on our mineral rights. I feel this is, I get the future of a 6 to 8 month period before that can come into being at this point, unless you make a clear picture of accepting a little lower offer than you've been asking. And what is the second question?
The second question is on my home. Do you see about how long I've been in my home? Living in my home?
I feel like you'll be there as long as you want to be there.
Okay, let's go to line 3. No, Griffin, you're on KJO Tech. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask you, do you think that I'll be coming into a large sum of money that my grandmother had on the property in oil?
No, I don't see that at this particular point. Not what you're thinking it is. I see that you will have some success in a money matter, but I don't feel it's coming from that source.
Okay, well, let's go to line 4. No, Griffin, you're on the air. Attack. Good morning.
Morning. This is Leonard, and I'd like to know, I'm 49, I'd like to know whether I should continue in the business I'm in or try to change at this point.
Okay, this is the time of success in the world and service to humanity for you. I feel if you can see that you're being a benefit to others in what you're doing, that you will have the success that you're asking for in the business. Feel more service orientated and you'll reap the magnetic reward for that.
Okay, how about line 5? You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, my name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And I have a couple questions.
Okay.
I'm really interested in acting career, and I've been pursuing it for about a year and a half now. I don't know if I have any chance for success or fame.
Okay, I feel good drama in you. I feel you need to make a clear distinction between the character that you play in yourself and keep your center. I feel good success for you. You're outgoing and very magnetic.
Okay, how about line 6? Noah Griffin on the KGO with Tap. Good morning. Line 6, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. You're on the air.
I would like to know two questions.
upfront I'm having problems with my marriage. Can you see what's happening there? Can you see what will happen with me financially?
Okay, just to, we're limited on time here.
Okay,
just two questions, please.
Okay, on the marriage situation, I feel that stresses between the children and the father here need to be cleared, and I feel that you will have success in yes on the second question.
Okay, how about line 7? You're on KGO, Devin Haskett. Good morning.
Good morning, Noah.
Hi.
Good morning. May I ask the Devin question, please?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a minister, and I've had surgery on my back. I've had a tumor removed from the spinal cord that's left me walking very badly.
Mm-hmm. Down near the small of your back?
No, between the shoulder blades.
I see.
The 7-inch-long tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2.5 years ago removed, and I still cannot walk well without a walker. I'm interested, you know, if you could see into the future where I could pick up my ministry again.
I feel that you can pick up your ministry and you don't have to wait, that you should start right now and let that flow go.
Yes.
You've got a lot you can offer here.
Okay, thank you for that. Good luck to you. How about line 8, South Bay, real quickly?
Hello?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
My name is Ruth, and I have a question or two. I'm studying the metaphysics for many years, and I've tried to put what I've learned into the manuscript, and I've worked very hard on it. Do you see that that is worthy of a publisher, and if so, will I find one?
Yes, and it's in the East.